Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back. 23 after the hour. That's really from the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Steve Kreskoff. He's going to be becoming an old friend, though. He's got a lot more teachers. Partner and principal with Kreskoff and Durham. He's the author of an outstanding book on expanding your horizons, your markets, what you need to know to go global, a guide to international trade transactions. Stephen with a PH, Kreskoff. Is the name on the book. Steve, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you gave us some general things about, you know, how to take the blinders off with regard to what we might export, what we might import. You also helped us with getting started on the education process. A huge step would be to go contact the commercial service divisions. There's one near you, folks, because there's like 120 in the country and 100 more around the world. Steve, what would be? Let's talk specifics now. What do you like right now? If you had somebody who came to you and said, "Okay, Steve, I read your book. I've been listening to Blasingame. I got off the dime and started educating myself. I'm ready to go. Where do I start?"
Well, I want to mention the two really important trends right now that could be of great assistance to small business, and the first is the much more complex supply chains we have today. So we've moved from a world where everything is made in one country to very complex supply chains, and I'm talking both about goods and services here, where components are provided and then incorporated or assembled into the final product. Take something like
Boeing manufactures very little of their stuff. Their machines come from all over the world, don't they?
Absolutely.
Their planes and parts.
They have thousands and thousands of providers, and Boeing is an excellent example because they're actively looking for small businesses to be suppliers, whether they're components or whether they're services. So they're out there. They want small businesses, and Apple is another example. Their products may be assembled currently in China, but the components come from all over the world. So, and from the United States, of course. There are many, many opportunities like that. Even the humble T-shirt is an example because the cotton is made in West Texas and shipped to China, and then some of the finishing is done back here. So, we're in a world where supply chains are very complex, and small businesses really can take advantage of that. Now, couple that with another new development, and that is the advent of what I call cross-border e-commerce. That these big internet platforms like Alibaba and Amazon,
right,
that permit small businesses to sell all over the world. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to spend a lot of money to develop a marketing program in a foreign country.
If what you're selling requires some inventory in the country, there are companies who are establishing warehouses that you can ship to a bundle of products to and they'll house them for you in China, for example, right, Steve?
And exactly. I mean, that's a good example, and because that's a typical model in China. That the goods are shipped to China, warehoused, and then distributed through the Chinese distribution system. And, of course, Alibaba does that.
Do you see a day when you know, as you know, I talk about a global mobile here with millions of people every year getting their first smartphone who've never owned a computer. They're logging onto the Internet first time on a smartphone. And more and more of them are going to have access to credit. Do you see a day when consumer business will be as global as the big stuff is?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting to that point. And of course, if you're talking about talking about both goods and services. Mm-hmm. And services, yeah. I mentioned, are really important for us here in the United States. But goods also, I think we have so many innovative manufacturers here that can sell all over the world. Now, I want to mention something about China in particular. The Chinese have a real problem with quality control, and that's why the emerging middle class in China is looking to the United States, North America, mm-hmm. and Europe for a lot of consumer goods. And they're using platforms like Alibaba to do that. So if a middle class family in China wants to buy products for their new baby, they don't trust the Chinese product. Mm-hmm. Quality control is still bad in China.
Right.
They want to buy goods here. And they'll use the internet platforms like Alibaba or Amazon to do that.
And right now, the middle class in China is the size of the population of America.
Yes. and
a lot of folks.
And don't
growing, yeah.
Don't discount India in the future. India is growing faster now than China. And
quick, let me change horses real quick. And I only got time for a quick answer. I'll get you to come back and talk about this some more another time. Do you focus on imports at all?
I do. I mean, I've had a career.
You recommend that for small business importing?
So it's an important part of these.
The government won't help you do that much, though. But right.
Well, SBA may help you a little bit.
Yeah.
Commerce Department is not focused on that.
Steve, I need your website. I need your website.
Okay. www.kreskoff-trade.com.
Kreskoff-trade.com. And that's two F's on the end there, folks. Hey, Steve, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Jim. Anytime, just give me a holler.
The book is called What You Need to Know to Go Global by Stephen Kreskoff. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.